In this episode, we're going to be talking about Megyn Kelly mocking COVID-stricken Savannah Guthrie, and just a little bit more about COVID, I guess. We're also going to be talking about the actress, Jenna Malone, who played Joanna Mason in The Hunger Games, was sexually assaulted by someone she worked with on The Hunger Games movie. And we're also going to be diving in a little bit on some of the pictures of the new Peter Pan and Wendy film, and some of the backlash that that movie is currently facing. It's gonna be so ridiculous. But first, let's get to the ad, and then we'll get right into the podcast. My goodness. Hello. Welcome back to the Rotten Rainbow Podcast. Yes, I know. It's been almost a month since I've made a new episode. But I don't know, life just gets in the way. There's been a lot that's happened that it's just fucking stressing me out. I guess the first place I should start is just telling you a little bit of how I'm doing. I'm currently not okay, really. I'm recording this at night, and I should really be in bed, but I really wanted to make an episode. I've just been so down in the dumps. I've been stressing the fuck out about this final class for my associates, and I've been freaking out about my bachelor's and moving and trying to figure out how I'm going to do the rest of the 2 years in school. Because I'm 29 years old now, and I'm almost 30. If you know anything about almost being 30, you just feel like you haven't accomplished enough in your life, and that really starts weighing on you. I do finally feel like I have some direction, but it just feels like it's a little too late. So that's one thing. The other is, unfortunately, my baby girl, Nikki, my dog, she was killed by some of the neighbor dogs, and I have not been coping quite well. I just kind of went into another depression, almost as bad as when my aunt died. But I've been managing. And then like my other aunt, my other tia, she got into a car accident, but she's fine now. It's just been a lot of stress right now. And I'm constantly thinking right now, and I just really would like to shut my brain off for just one hot second and not think about anything. Because I really just don't know what I'm going to do next. I'm also just thinking about, like, what if I don't find opportunities out here? What if I have to move in order to land a really good job at, like, a game studio? Or, like, some really cool job somewhere, like, in Bandai? I know I'm dreaming big, but these are possibilities. Because I am more than equipped to design and to create and to inspire and to help make something a reality. That's all I've been really thinking about. Oh, and I just... No, that's not actually been keeping me away. My coworker is currently pregnant, and I made her a few bits of clothes and a baby blanket and all that. It's just been on my mind. How are you guys doing, though? I know it's been forever since I just sat down and recorded an episode. I'm not gonna lie, I have been keeping up with a lot of shit in the news. a lot of scary shit. There's been a lot more shootings, and there's just been so much death in the first month. The first few months of 2023, it has gone to shit so fast. But I guess we can just talk about... Oh, and I also got sick with COVID, too. So that's also one of the reasons why I've been, like, not recording episodes. These first 2 months have been a fucking ride, and I can't believe we're already in March. It feels like the time has gone by so fast. But anyways, we got a few articles here I want to, you know, go over and talk about. It's fucking crazy. I can't wait. I'm going to save the Peter Pan and Wendy movie for last because I do have a lot of opinions about it. And I have barely read the articles, but I've seen the pictures, and that's all that really matters. So let's just get right into it, shall we? Before we even get into this Megyn Kelly article, I just want to point out that I actually found Blow Pop Minis at the Dollar Tree. And I am literally popping them like they are Tic Tacs, bitch. I'm going to be later on, like 2 hours later, I'm going to be throwing up a mound of gum. Just you wait. Let's talk about this article from the New York Post, and it's titled, Megyn Kelly Mocks COVID-Stricken Savannah Gun 3. She's had all the vaccines. All right. So here's how the article goes. Megyn Kelly had little sympathy for her one-time colleague, Savannah Guthrie, who had to leave her hosting duties on NBC's Today Show on Tuesday after testing positive for COVID-19 during the morning broadcast. This is reportedly Savannah's third bout of COVID, and I guarantee you she's had all the vaccines and the boosters because you won't be able to go into 30 Rock without them. Kelly, who hosted her own hour-long morning show, Megyn Kelly Today, from 2017 to until 2018. Damn! Why the fuck? That was 5 years ago. It's 5-6 years ago. Damn, they're just like ripping. That was shady. Megyn Kelly, who used to host her own show, Megyn Kelly Today, on NBC from 2017 to until 2018. Remember that? Like, that's how it sounded. She said on her SiriusXM podcast Tuesday, there's zero chance NBC is not requiring all boosters, Kelly added. And this is Guthrie's third bout of COVID. All of it is such a perfect indication of how the left, and especially the left in New York, continue to live. Kelly seems bewildered at the fact that there are still people who test positive for COVID-19. Is anyone still even testing for COVID? She asked. It's amazing to me. These guys are leftists, and it's amazing to me to see how the leftists still live under the grip of COVID. She said, I don't test for COVID anymore. Who's testing for COVID still? Kelly predicted that today weatherman Al Roker will appear in the air with a protective mask over his face. I got Dollars to Donuts at Al Roker there with an N95 mask tomorrow all day on set, she quipped. Man, god damn, Kelly Ripa's just, I don't know. She's just an asshole. From the shit I've seen from her, she just like radiates asshole behavior. Let's just talk about this for a second. COVID is a new type of respiratory, not infection, but it's a respiratory, it's a sickness that focuses on the respiratory system. And I can talk about my experience with COVID after 3 years later. So the point of the vaccine is not to cure you and to protect, it is to protect you from COVID, but it does not stop you from getting COVID. It's a vaccine. It's not a cure. If we had a cure for COVID-19, no one would be getting sick. This is a vaccine. So it raises your chances of getting sick from COVID higher. You know, it just like, it gives you a higher chance of not being sick with COVID. I have to just clarify that because there are some people who twists the fucking words around and they say, well, you just said the vaccines keep you safe from getting sick easier. That's all they do. There's still a chance that with all the flu shots I've had all these years, that I could get sick with the flu. There's a small chance, but there is still a chance. It's like, you know, vaccines are not like hand sanitizer. It's not. I just want to say that before I actually get to my point. My point is, hand sanitizer kills 99.99% of germs. There's still a chance that you could still get sick after using hand sanitizer because you didn't kill all the germs on your hands. That's what a vaccine does. It gives you a higher chance of protection against these kinds of sicknesses. And her saying, like, the leftists in New York still living like they're in COVID-19 moments, I don't want to hear her say that shit ever again, bitch. Because COVID still is happening. I caught COVID. I still don't know how, but I caught it. And I was talking to some of my coworkers about COVID, and they were just like, I keep catching it, and I'm not vaccinated. And then one of my old coworkers came in, and he was talking about how he had the vaccine, and he got all the boosters because he has asthma. So if he catches COVID, he'll be out. He won't be able to function. He won't have to do anything. He said he caught the vaccine. He got the vaccine. He got the boosters. He got, you know, the everything for COVID. And he said, but I still got sick. And what does that have to, what does that say, huh? He was basically implying that the shots don't work and they're bullshit. Okay, you can believe what he wants. Here's what I believe. He is a fucking teacher right now. He is around kids. He's around kids who are making out with each other, regardless of whether they're sick or not. And I know they do. I know they do, because teenagers are nasty fuckers. I'll just say that right now. So, of course, he might, this is just my belief, he might have caught it from one of the kids at school, or from one of his friends who have not vaccinated themselves. You could still catch COVID and not get sick. There are things in this world called carriers. And there are people who are immune to sickness, but still contain it in their body, which can infect other people. That's the truth right there. This misinformation about COVID is still going on 3 years later. And it's really, like, it's really the fault of people like Kelly Ripa. Megyn Kelly, I'm sorry. I got Kelly Ripa and Megyn Kelly because they got Kelly in their name. That's because of people like Megyn Kelly who are just like, they're just saying shit without actually knowing anything about sickness or like health or anything like that. And then for her to be like, Al Roker's going to be there with an N95 mask tomorrow all day on set. Bitch, maybe he doesn't want to get sick. Maybe he's just a little freaked out. He maybe has health issues that he's trying to avoid. You know, when you get COVID and, you know, you have respiratory issues, it really fucks you up. Like I said, my old coworker was like out. He's also my friend, of course. But my old coworker was out because when he caught COVID, he could not do anything because of his asthma. So I just think Megyn Kelly just really needs to shut the fuck up. And I don't know. I just think that she needs to butt out of all the shit. You know, the host of the Megyn Kelly Today Show on NBC from 2017 until 2018. That Megyn Kelly should shut her mouth. That's all I got to say about that. All right, this next one is going to be talking about sexual assault. So if you're not a fan of that, just putting it out there right now, skip to the next article because it's really going to be talking about an issue. And I'm just going to give my point on it. I have never really experienced sexual assault. I'm just going to put out my opinion on the issue here. And this is from Yahoo Entertainment, and it is titled, Jenna Malone was sexually assaulted by someone she worked with on Hunger Games. I've worked very hard to heal. Jenna Malone was actually the person who played Joanna Mason in The Hunger Games Catching Fire and Mockingjay Parts 1 and 2. On Tuesday, she shared a photo of herself in a field in the countryside of France after the film Wrap, the final one. Let's see. Malone explained that she had just said goodbye to everyone on set and asked the driver to pull over so I can cry and capture this moment. Even though this time in Paris was extremely hard for me, I was going through a bad breakup and was also sexually assaulted by someone I had worked with. I was full of gratitude for this project, the people I became close with, and this amazing part I got to play. She captioned the picture, a swirling mix of emotions I'm only now just learning to sort through. I wish it wasn't tied to such a traumatic event for me, but that is the real wilderness of life, I guess. How to hold the chaos with the beauty. Sorry, I had to cover my mouth. How to hold the chaos with the beauty. I've worked very hard to heal and learn through restorative justice. How to make peace with the person who violated me and make peace with myself. Justice. Let's see. So here's a quick definition of restorative justice. This is from Wikipedia. Restorative justice is an approach to justice. Hang on. Where one of the responses to a crime is to organize a meeting between the victim and the offender, sometimes with representatives of the wider community. The goal is for them to share their experience of what happened, to discuss who was harmed by the crime and how, and to create a consensus for what the offender can do to repair the harm from the offense. This may include a payment of money given from the offender to victim, apologies, and other amends, and other actions to compensate those affected and prevent the offender from causing future harm. Castration. I'm just kidding. Cut his dick off. Chemical castration, bitch. No, I'm just joking. Let's see. Malone noted, it's been hard to talk about the Hunger Games films and her character without feeling the sharpness of this moment in time, but I'm ready to move through it and reclaim the joy and accomplishment I felt. She concluded by sending love to other survivors and called her healing process slow and non-linear. Malone offered support to anyone who needed it. The picture is beautiful. I just didn't know that they wrapped up in France. Let's see. When one person remarked how the unnamed individual got to walk away with no repercussions, the actress responded and said, "That's not true. I use restorative justice to allow healing and accountability and growth in the other person. It was a hard process, but one I believe truly helped me move through some of the hardest parts of the grief," she explained. She replied to someone else, and she's not quite ready, quote unquote, to talk about specifics of her restorative justice process. But she said it began by doing research online. She does make a fair point about this. She says, "What led me there was feeling not held by outing someone using the traditional cancel-like culture that has been created. I also don't fully see how the criminal justice system could fully repair my healing, though I do believe it can help in many ways. It all leads me to using restorative justice, basically a system of repairing harm, to speak to the other party involved and make a request of my healing journey, and really just be heard. It wasn't perfect, and I'm sure I could have used the help of many teachers out there who practice restorative justice in meditation settings, I felt I needed to do it alone, I guess. Restorative justice. I really hope that she actually did talk to the person who sexually assaulted her, but it's also like, I can't even imagine facing the person who sexually assaulted you. I can only imagine the fear and the anxiety you felt when it was happening, bubbling back up. I don't imagine it's a fun feeling. Her making this post is a good way to open a door, because a lot of people have social media nowadays, especially people in Hollywood, because it's an important aspect, knowing all these things about what's happening in social media and in culture. Excuse me, I just burped. So maybe she had an open conversation with her assaulter and explained to him how his actions really affected her. And I don't imagine it was very easy. You just feel all those things that you just, I don't even know what you would feel if you were sexually assaulted. That's why it's a little bit strange for me, I feel like, to be talking about this. I think the only reason I clicked on this article is because I like Jenna Malone. I like Joanna Mason, her character. And I love the Hunger Games movies, but it really hurts me to know that one of my favorite characters in the movie, that the actress has such a horrible experience on the movie set. I just hope that she is doing a lot better, and I really hope that that person, whoever it may be, did apologize to her for the harm he'd done, but I don't feel like apology is going to make up for, you know, sexually assaulting someone. What else was I going to say about this? Oh, and I also feel, I just wanted to put this through. I feel like outing him wouldn't actually work in her position right now, because if the sexual assaulter was actually someone who was more powerful than she was, I don't think it would have ended very well for her. I think it would have... I know that she wants to work in Hollywood still, and I feel like if she had outed him, it would destroy any chances of her working in Hollywood. So it's a real tiptoe talking about something like this, I feel, because she... It's just... It's hard to explain without making it seem like she's selling herself out, you know? Because acting is something that she's obviously passionate about. But if she outs someone like this and it doesn't go well for her, she's completely out of jobs. She could be completely cut off from any future roles. So that's what I think about it. I hope that she is doing a lot better, and I hope to see her in more movies. Like I said, I loved her performance in the Hunger Games films, and she's fucking gorgeous. Let's not forget that. But she's very, very strong for doing something like that. I guess I have to do some more reading of restorative justice, but it seems like a good place to start, rather than screaming and shouting the person's name and ruining your own life under the same breath. So yeah, that's all I have to say about that. Love you, Jenna Malone. Oh my god, my fucking microphone didn't catch any of that, and I'm so pissed. Oh my god, I'm so upset. All right, let me just speed run this part real quick, because I don't want to spend 12 minutes talking about the same thing over and over again. This is about Wendy and Peter Pan, the new movie. There's a trailer that just dropped, and it showcased the actors who are going to be playing Peter Pan, Wendy, Tinkerbell, and the other fucking kids, and also Captain Hook, who's actually being played by Jude Law. Now, people are having issues on Twitter with Jude Law playing Captain Hook and the way he's presented. The reason people are upset is because they don't think that he's sexy enough or handsome enough, the way that they dressed him. And quite frankly, I blame Once Upon a Time for that, because it kind of set the precedent of Captain Hook has to be sexy in order to be Captain Hook. I don't know what is it about people who fucking fantasize about pirate love and, ooh, fucking a captain. You didn't realize that pirates killed and pillaged for, like, money, right? Like, they're not going to have sex with you. They're going to kill you and rip the necklace that's hanging around your neck after they hang you from your neck. I thought originally I was going to agree with the people saying that he's not sexy. No, I think he looks a little goofy, but I guess the director, David Lowry, wanted to kind of create a fusion between the description of the novel, Peter Pan. They wanted to create kind of like a mix between the novel's description of Captain Hook and the animated adaptation of Peter Pan, the description of that of Captain Hook. And I think they came to a pretty good job. I've seen, of course, we've all seen the infamous picture of Captain Hook from the animated movie, but I have not read the description of Captain Hook in the Peter Pan book. But I don't think it looks that bad. I think that he looks disgraced, which is good, because I believe that's how, that is the story that is being told with his outfit. He has like the red coat of arms coat with like the double-breasted lapel and the epaulets, or however the fuck I didn't know what they're called. I just called them the shoulder fringe pads that hang from the coat. They're called epaulets. I don't know what the fuck they're for, but you know, that's what they're called. And really, I don't really have a problem with the casting of this Peter Pan movie. You know why? Because I don't give a fuck about Peter Pan. I don't like that fucking movie anyways. I'm a Sleeping Beauty bitch. And all I give a fuck about is the Maleficent movie that came out. Not two. Just one. We don't talk about two. That's like Silent Hill 2. We don't talk about Silent Hill 2. I'm already committing crimes across the country by talking about Silent Hill 2. Acknowledging that it existed. We don't talk about number two. We just talk about the first movie. The first Maleficent movie. That's all. I won't talk about the second one. But let's move on to the other backlash that's going on. People are upset about the casting for Tinkerbell. It is being played by an actress named Yara Shahidi. And I have seen the pictures of her as Tinkerbell. She looks adorable. She looks really cute. People are upset that Tinkerbell is being played by a black woman. Let me just say this, okay? Tinkerbell isn't real. Oops, did I fucking drop some truth bombs on your ass? Tinkerbell is not real. She is a fantasy character. She's a pixie. And also, like, why can't Tinkerbell be black? Have y'all not seen the Tinkerbell movies? There are black pixies out there. Tinkerbell can be black if they deem him to be, then so it shall be. I'm like slurring. I'm not even drunk. I'm just mad. Oh, God, here we go again. This is why I went on a rant. And the microphone didn't even pick it up. Oh, my God. Okay. So they're starting to kind of compare it to Halle Bailey's performance as Ariel in The Little Mermaid. But also, mermaids don't exist either. It's all fantasy. Plus, like, what's wrong with the person of color playing a character as iconic as Tinkerbell? Everyone knows Tinkerbell. Every little girl wants to be Tinkerbell. No little girl wants to be fucking Peter Pan. They want to be Tinkerbell. Sorry, I just popped my wrists. Oh God, that must be horrible ASMR for you. It's just like little girls who don't want to be Ursula or Prince Eric. They want to be Ariel. They want to be a princess. And Tinkerbell, just to clarify, is the princess in the Peter Pan film. All right, bitch. She, if I remember anything from the Peter Pan movie, is that she is dying because of the lack of attention she's getting. She's full princess. She's the full princess in Peter Pan. Who cares if she is black in this new remake, in this new live action? Like, fucking Peter Pan's being played by, God, what is his name? I just looked him up. Whoops, hang on. Let's see. Anthony. Maloney? Peter Pan. Wendy. What the fuck is his name? Alexander Maloney. Yes, Alexander Maloney. Where is it? Where is it? Alexander. Yeah, Peter Pan's being played by Alexander Maloney. Whose background is like, he comes from a mixed race background. And who cares? Plus, also, the trailer looks fucking good. Can I zoom in, please? Please zoom in. April 28th is when it comes out on Disney. I mean, it looks good. I'm excited. But people are just having a fucking fit about, like... And then there's this tweet, too. God damn it. From some asshole on Twitter who said, Disney couldn't care less about making new stories with POC characters. Wait, I just remembered where I went from this. They just put POC people to play white characters, and that shows, one, how lazy Disney is, which I do agree with, and two, how racist this is. It's like they don't think people of color deserve their own stories besides, like, three animated movies. Which, like, I don't really think that's the fucking, let's see, I'm actually, this is actually the same argument we're calling racist and bigoted for years we're making. I'm actually going down the rabbit hole of these tweets. There are people who are, like, kind of agreeing to this. And then there are people who fucking, who just can't with this guy. Such as Spanish. See, one of the comments, just one of the tweets says, Disney puts out like one new IP every couple of years, and one of the last ones was Soul. With that being said, please stop fixing your fingers to lament the inclusion of black actors in a media landscape where new IPs, especially from Disney, is incredibly rare. You are not helping. Another tweet says, that is exactly the same argument who were called racist and bigoted for years we're making. That's the reply to Tiny Scribbles. Oh, that's the person who's fucking making this fucking, the main tweet about how racist this is. It's like, they don't think PLC people of color can deserve their own stories. The main one that's on top says, terrible take for real. If Sydney Sweden would have been casted, y'all would complain. They're not including people. Like, get over yourself, really. Did you have the same feelings when Jeffrey Wright was cast as James Gordon in The Batman? For which he did amazing. Who's James? Who's Jeffrey Wright? Oh, that's right. Commissioner Gordon in the Batman movie, the one with Robert Pattinson. Commissioner Gordon's black in that movie. See, I didn't even notice that. I was just more enthralled with how good the movie was, to be completely honest. That movie was fucking good. He played such a good Commissioner Gordon. Oh, that casting was really good. God damn it. But my point still stands. I don't think there's any problem with Yara Shahidi playing Tinkerbell in the new Peter Pan Wendy film. The main reason, because fairies and pixies don't fucking exist. So they can literally be whatever they can, they whatever you imagine them to be. Who cares? Plus, they also make a good point of like, it helps actors who are people of color be in movies more often. Oh, and I almost forgot. Someone put a tweet out that says, Tenían a Dove Cameron para hacer de Tinkerbell. It basically means like, they had Duff Cameron to play Tinkerbell. Bitch, what the fuck makes you think that Duff Cameron wants to go back to play Tinkerbell? Wasn't Duff Cameron like a Disney kid? And then she got out of that shit. Yeah, she was in Liv and Maddie. Bitch, Duff Cameron is getting the fuck up out of there. She didn't want nothing to do with fucking Disney anymore. No. No. Looks like we're at the end of the episode. Boy, we went over a bunch of shit, didn't we? Man, I cannot wait to not watch that fucking Peter Pan movie. But you know what I might watch again? I might actually watch the Hunger Games movies again. I really love those movies. Ugh, fuck whoever sexually assaulted fucking Jenna Malone like that. I can't see that movie anymore without, thinking about Joanna Mason being sexually assaulted like that. But this was fun. I'm glad to finally be back making episodes again. It feels like it's been a fucking month since I've made episodes. It hasn't felt like it. It's been a month. So I'm just happy to finally be back. Thank you so much, guys, for your constant support. I'm really thankful, to be completely honest. You guys really do enjoy. I hope you guys do enjoy my content. I do try my best. I don't have like the biggest fucking studio here. Recording out of my room with a $50 microphone. So I really do try to make these as entertaining as possible, and I really do want to hear from you guys. I'm gonna leave questions in the description of this episode because I want to hear what you guys have to say about these articles. Just let me know, please. I'm truly curious. As always, thank you so much, guys, for listening. And remember, I, because Spotify owns Anchor, am now on Spotify, so you can find me there. You can actually find me on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, anywhere where podcasts are broadcast. That's where I'm gonna be, baby. And we'll see you in the next episode, which hopefully, well, I just hope that it's not gonna be that long from now. But you guys have yourselves a good day. Stay safe out there. And let's enjoy some more shitty live actions. Well, let's enjoy the end of the shitty live actions and pray that we get better ones. See you later, guys.